Okay, we're gonna have a short shiur today. Finish up the sugya, and tomorrow I'm gonna make a request. I know we're kind of we want to get out of quarantine, and I know it's tough. But tomorrow we are beginning a brand new sugya, very fresh, very new topic. So it'll be important to kind of get back into a zone. Okay, so Rabosa, I wanted to just touch up. There's one Rashi on our daf. It's a very, very famous Rashi. And I honestly felt like I had to like explore this Rashi with you. It's too famous not to explore with you. And the Rashi on our Gemara tells us, the Gemara has a line. We suggested maybe the explanation of the Braisa by Borer is if your Borer pachas mi kashir, it's mutter. And above a shir, it's asr. And the Gemara says, no, can't be. V'chi mutter lafas pachas mi kashir. Are you allowed to go ahead and cook pachas mikashir? And then Rashi explains, what's the pshat in that line? Nehi dechiv chatas leka, isura mia ika. That's true, there's no chiv chatas, but it's still usur to do pachas mikashir. After all, the kaimalan, because we paskin and we hold chatsi shir asim in our Torah, there's a very, very famous machlokas Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish Maseches Yuma, which we'll look at in a moment. And we paskin like Rav Yochanan that chatzi shir asim haTorah. Therefore, chatzi shir applies also to Malachas Borer, and applies to Malachas Ofeh, and applies to all of Hilchos Shabbos, that if you go ahead and do a malacha pachos mikashir, it's still asr min haTorah. So briefly, what does the Gemara tell us? I gave you out the Gemara in Maseches Yuma. And the Gemara there is really discussing the topic of achila b'yom HaKippurim. And you're not allowed to eat, of course, on Yom Kippur. But in the context of the Yisra, Achilas B'Yom HaKippur, the Gemara cites, what about eating Pachos Mikashir? Are you allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? We know there's a Shir. A lot of Yisurim have a Shi'urim. But what about if you eat less than the Shir? And the Gemara cites Machlokes Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. According to Rav Yochanan, Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. So if Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, then why is it that you have a shir? What's the difference in violating an iser b'shir or violating the iser pachos mikashir? What's the difference if I eat chazir a kazayis or I eat chazir pachos mikazayis? So Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell you there's a big difference. What's the difference? What's the difference? One word? One word? What's the difference if I date the shir or less than the shir? Onesh! The difference is onesh. If I violated the iser b'kashir, then I'm going to be chayiv in onesh. If I violated the iser pachos mikashir, says Rabbi Yochanan, I violated an iser doraisa, but I don't get punished. Not every iser doraisa you get punished for, meaning punished in bezdin. There's no onesh bezdin. If you eat chazir b'kashir, malchus. If you ate chazir pachos mikashir, you get an onesh. I'm sorry, you vote violently as a doraisa, but no onesh. Yafe. Says Rav Yochanan in the Gemara, what's the source for my din? How do I know if chatzis shir asur min haTorah? How do I know? Why is it that it's nisur doraisa? And the Gemara has a little bit of a vagueness, but there are two possible sources according to Rav Yochanan. One source is a pasuk, because the pasuk, when it tells us don't eat chalev, the Torah doesn't say don't eat chalev. The Torah says don't eat kol chalev. What does kol chalev suggest? Don't eat any chalev. Don't eat any chalev whatsoever. That is one source. The other source that's cited by the Gemara is a svara, is that when it comes to eating, so normally you don't eat a full kazayas at a time. The way we eat is we eat small bite-sized pieces and we accumulate small little amounts. Since we eat small, and the nature of eating is also, there's a yetzahara to eat. You can't just eat a little bit. You end up eating more. So therefore, says Rav Yochanan a svara, that when it comes to, if you just eat a little bit, chazil, it's tarufe. You're going to end up joining another achila with another achila until you get to a shir. Now, there's a lot to say on the topic of chatzi shir, and I'm debating how much to share with you. And I'm deciding I'm gonna share with you a little bit more than just on the sheet of paper. Okay, so let's just discuss a little bit What is the nature of the Isser of Chatzi Shir? What is the nature of the Isser of Chatzi Shir? Let me just try and elucidate. There's a very, very famous Shaila. A super, super famous Shaila. It's found in the Ramban's Toras HaAdam. The Ramban has a sefer called the Toras HaAdam, not on Yomar Makomos, but a famous, famous question. Let us talk about the following scenario. Again, this is quoted by the Ramban, a super, super famous issue. But, and we'll try and tie it into our sugya as well. Let's say I have a person who is a chole sheyesh bo sakana. He's very, very sick. And he needs food. And he has in front of him two options, two possibilities. He needs meat. One possibility that he has in front of him is chelev. Chelev is ma'acholos asuros. And the iser for eating chelev is a avera chamura of koras. So chelev is one possibility. That's one source of meat. The other possibility is a piece of chazir. So he has either chelev or chazir. Chazir is an iser lav, for which you get malchus. Chelev is an iser kores, a more chomer iser. I ask you the question. He needs a kezias. He needs one unit of meat. He has in front of him chelev or chazir. He's a chole sheyesh bo sakana, so he's a heter to eat the meat. Which one do you give him? You give him the chazir. Why do you give him the chazir? Because the Gemara Masechet Yuma teaches us, ma'achilim oso hakal hakal tchila. You go ahead and try and minimize these surim. Better you should eat an iser lav than an iser of koris. That is the simple reading of the Gemara, and that's the simple psak halacha poshim. Now watch this. Watch this. What if he doesn't need a kezias? All he needs is a chatzi kezias. He needs a chatzi shir. Do you give him the chatzi shir of chazir? Or do you give him the chatzi shir of chelev? I'm going to tell you the answer is two deos in the Rambam. Machlokes in the Rambam. Two shitos in the Rambam. One shita says, of course you give him the chatzi shir of chazir. Just like if it's a full shir, you give him the chazir. Chatzi shir, you also give him the chazir. And the other shita in the Ramban says, you can give him either one. You want to give him chelev, give him chelev. What is the formulation, the hezber hamachlokas? Do you give him, for sure, the chazir? Or no, you want to give him the veil, you give him the chelev, you want to give him the chelev, give him the chelev. Do you understand the question? Do you have an answer? Okay, stand up. Audibilize yourself very clearly.
Is kol chelev just referred to chelev? Or does it refer to
sit down.
All.
Anyone else? Stand up. I'm going to get you started. Maybe I should have gotten Gabi started too. What is the nature of chatzi shir? Go.
I was going to say, is it the punishment that makes something more strict than something else? Or is it the level of...
The first half of what you said was like interesting to me.
Okay.
Interesting to me. And then you kind of fell off. Rabosa, I'm going to hold your hand a little bit. If you're eating a full shear, is there any question what we're going to give this chol hashesh basakana? You're definitely getting what? Chazir. Why? Because what's more chomer? Chelev or chazir? Chelev is more chomer, so you give him chazir. If you're in chatzi shir, what is the rationale to say, yes, of course, give him the chazir? What's the rationale?
There's
Why would you give him the chazer? Because just like b'kashir, chaylev is more chomer than chazer, so too pachos mikashir, chaylev is more chomer than chazer. That makes sense. So what about the other shita? Apparently, what does the other shita hold? That in a chatzi shir, chaylev and chazer have the same stats. Why would you say that in a chatzi shir, chaylev and chazer are identical? We're in Rav Yochanan. Chatzi shir osim in ator. Why would you say they have the same stats? Yes. Because of what? So you want to say that Binyamin, you want to invoke Binyamin Zinkin. I heard Binyamin Zinkin. You just want to copycat it. You want to say what Binyamin Zinkin said. I'm looking for something tighter. I'll give you a hint. What is the name of the Isser? When I eat a shear of chaylev, what's the name of the Isser? What? Chaylev. What's the name of the Isser when I eat a shear of chazer? What's the name of the Isser when I eat a chatzi shear of chaylev? Is it chatzi shear of chaylev? Or is it an Isser of chatzi shear? Meaning to say, I'm going to explain. What is the nature of the Isser of chatzi shear? Is chatzi shear, listen to the words and listen to the visualization, is chatzi shear a chameleon Isser? That is to say, chatzi shear chaylev is really fundamentally what? Chaylev. And chatzi shear chazer is fundamentally what? Or is chatzi shir a brand new iser called iser chatzi shir? And then the Torah was mechadesh that not only can you not violate isurim b'kashir, but there's a new iser, and the iser is called the iser of chatzi shir. Now there's no difference whether the iser of chatzi shir is one chaylev or chazir, because it's all called, it's all a generic Isser Klali called Isser Chatzi Shir. Now, Rabosa, one second. I would suggest, perhaps, that if your reasoning for the Isser Chatzi Shir is chazili, it's tarufe, that when you eat a little can become more, or a little is a lot is comprised of a lot of littles. So then perhaps you could argue, yeah, a little of chaylev becomes a lot of chaylev. And it's still an iser of chaylev. But if you tell me there's a new pasuk, and the new pasuk generates a new iser and says, when the Torah asked achila, it didn't asked achila, it asked any achila. So perhaps that creates a brand new what? A brand new Isser called the Isser of Chatzi Shir. It's a famous, famous, famous Ramban. Okay, now, what is the dramatic Chiddush of Rashi in our Sugya? Why do I say Rashi in our Sugya is a Chiddush? Because what did Rashi do? He went with Rabbi Yochanan. That's not such a chiddush, because I know and you know that Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, who was the Rebbe, who was the Talmud. Rabbi Yochanan was the Rebbe, so he's passing Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, that's fine. That's okay. Not such a big chiddush. What is the chiddush of Rashi? He takes the sugya in Mak in Yuma and he transplants it to Hilchos Shabbos. That's a chiddush. Why do I say it's a chiddush? Because, what is Yuma talking about? What is Kol Chelev talking about? What is Chozi Le'itz Tarufe talking about? What kind of isur? What is Kol Chalev talking about? What is Yuma talking about? It's talking about Yisra of Achila and Yom Kippur, Kol Chalev. It's talking about Isurei Achila. Yes! Chazile, it's Tarufe. It's tough to eat only one Pringle. You might come to eat another and another and another. Achila is comprised of bite-sized pieces. But who says that's true when it comes to what? When it comes to Melechus Shabbos. And if you take over your Marmokomos, please, look at source number 9. The Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi, second line, he says, the Kaim Alon Chatz Yisras Min HaTorah, Mishum Dechazilitz Tarufei, V'achanami chatzi zayis chazit sarufe, etc., etc. Skip, skip, skip. And then he says, last words on the line, 4 lines in. Yesh lomar, dishani isurachila. Maybe chatzi shir only applies to what? Isurachila. De islam kra de kol chelev. First of all, kol chelev is talking about what is sir? Achilas chelev. Ukedi isa. Bereis per basa de yuma, kvartitza teisa sham, and therefore lefize bekol shar isurei Torah. In other areas besides isurei achila, is a nazir allowed to take a haircut?
No.
How many hairs can't he cut? 2. He can't cut 2. What if he cuts 1? Do you say Chatzi Shira Asim in HaTorah?
No.
So says the Chacham Tzvi. When it comes to Tole Ser Echad Bit Nazir, O Bishabbos, O Motzi Pachos Mikashir, Ein Bo Isser Torah Klal. It's not going to be an Isser Doraisa. Why not? Because the Din of Chatzi Shira maybe only applies to things like chelev, achila, dechazi leitztarufe lechud lo mahani. The idea of chazi leitztarufe, bite-sized pieces, accumulation. It doesn't apply to plucking hairs of a nazir. It doesn't apply to Melechus Shabbos, and therefore, maybe it only applies to Yisra achila. The Chacham Tzvi argues on Rashi, takes a different position. Not only did the Chacham Tzvi argue in Rashi, you know what else argued on Rashi? Rashi's grandson argued on his Zayda. There's a Rashbam in Maseches Bava Basra and Daf Nunhei Amid Beis, source number 4, Dibur Hamaslu B'Maseches Shabbos Tznan, Hamotzi Ochlin Chayov Bigrogeris. If you do otzah of food, you're chayv, you have to take out how much? Egrogeres. The b'shabbos, meleches machsheves asra Torah. On Shabbos, you're only chayv for meleches machsheves. What does meleches machsheves mean? A melacha that you're doing with planning, machshava, a forethought, a craftsman's melacha. So when a craftsman does malacha, what? He only does a tiny little amount, or he does a shear? He does a shear. And therefore, lo choshiva hotzaz dover choshev bepaklas migrogeres. If you take out less grogeres, what's the din? It's not otsa. It's not called malachas machsheves. And it sounds like, therefore, will it be nesa doraisa? It will not be nesa doraisa. So the Rashbam argues on Rashi. Does Rashi have any friends? Chacham Tzvi against Rashi. Rashbam against Rashi. Does Rashi have someone who he can call a mate? Not the Rush, but close. Not the Ran, but close to the Rush. The Hagos Ashri. What does the Hagos Ashri say? So I asked you to take a look at a Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos Daf Ayin Vav. And the Mishnah there tells us when it comes to Hotzah, Hotzah is violated the shear is a scale shear, sliding scale. And it depends what you are carrying, what you are taking outside. If you are taking outside, food for a camel, what's the shear? How much can be contained in the mouth of a camel? Food for a cow? That's shear. Food for a little shepselach, small little sheep, everything is variable. And if it's food for a human, what's the shear? Kigrogat. Comes along the Agol Sashri, and the Agol Sashri says, "V'dafka kigrogeres, aval pachos." If you carry less than a grogeres, then what? Ein bo chiv. What does ein bo chiv mean? Not chayv in a what? In a punishment. Or if you did it b'shogeg, not chayv in a. In a. In a korban. In a chayv, a korban, in a chayv, an onesh. However, aval mikom makom, aser min ha-Torah. But it's still in the Sidoraisa. Why? Dechatzi shir, aser min ha-Torah. Because chatzi shir, aser min ha-Torah, kedemasha per basra biyuma, as we learned in Masechazi. So let's just tally it up. Rabosai, who holds like Rashi? Rashi and the Agol Sashri, who clearly does not hold like Rashi. The Chacham Tzvi and the Rashbam. Let's just, one more. What about the Rambam? What about the Rambam? So I'm opening up two, maybe three Rambams. Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yerches, Halacha Aleph. Okay. This Rambam 18.1 is introduction. And the Rambam writes, Hamotzi Dover Mirshus HaYachid Mirshus HaRabim O Mirshus HaRabim Mirshus HaYachid Eino Chayav Atsiyotzi mimenu shir hamoil or shemoil klum. In order to be chayav for hotzah, what is the shir that you're going to be chayav for hotzah? The Rambam uses the language, I want you to get this language down. You're chayav if you carry a shir shemoil klum. What does that mean? I'm going to use the term shir hamoil. What does shir hamoil mean? What? A benefit inducing shear. Correct. Relax. A benefit inducing shear. Does it do a cow any good if you carry out for the cow one kernel of wheat? No. What do you need to do the cow some good? A mouthful of a cow. So you need, what kind of shear do you need? A shear hamoil. And then he gives examples. Grogeres for a person, etc., etc. Good? Shear hamoil. 12.9. Perek Yud-Beis Halacha Tes. What? Ethan, stand up and call it out to the top of your lungs. No, lie at top of your lungs. Come on, be a man.
So really grogeres isn't a full human mouth.
When it comes to cow, camel, tleh, what was the shear?
Kamale
P. When it comes to human food, says Ethan Akasha, what's the shear? Grogeres. Why does it say Kamale P. Adam? It's a good question. I never thought of that question. It's a great question. You know why it's a great question? Because I'm going to answer it. Because I'm going to answer it as the climactic moment of this year. Great question. Okay. Now, says the Rambam 12, what did I say, 12:9. Perek Yibbeis Alachetes. Ein hamotzi mirishus l'rishus chayav at shiyotze kishir hamoil. What does shir hamoil mean? I forgot already. What is shir hamoil? A beneficial amount. A beneficial amount. A beneficial amount. And he says, let's say, so interesting. Watch this. See if you can understand what the Rambam is saying. Let's say, what do you need to be chayav for hotzah? What do you need? What are the elements of hotzah? We've discussed this before. For hotzah. You need an akira, a change of rishus, and a hanach. Akira, shini rishus, hanach. Let's say you did an akira, shini rishus, and you never put it down. Refreshing your memories. Is that chatzi shir or chatzi malach? Chatzi malach. Let's say you did before Shabbos an akira, before Shabbos akira, on Shabbos shini rishus hanacha, chatzi shir, chatzi malach. Chatzi malach. What's the din by chatzi malacha? Listen to the Rambam. Im okar v'lo hiniach, o hiniach v'lo okar, o shahotzi pachos mi kashir, potter. Who said whoa? That's a good whoa. It's a good whoa. What's your whoa? Shmuel Bar, stand up. He's equating. Yafes, sit down. So the Rambam is saying chatzi malacha is the equivalent of chatzi shir, which is amazing. Which first means, what's the din by chatzi shir? Potter. Which means, whose camp is the Rambam in? He's in the camp of the Rashbam and the Chacham Tzvi against Rashi and the Hagol Sashri. 1823, just want to refresh my memory, what does the Rambam say over there? He corroborates, Hamotzi Chatzi Shir Potter. Why? So says Shmuel Berg, because he's equating, what's he equating? He's equating Chatzi Shir to Chatzi Malach. Wow, that's really interesting. Very interesting. Okay, we're almost there. We're almost there. We've collected all the data. One last point. Look at source number 5. If you feel you've seen this source before today, you have. In shir number 6. A mere 23 days ago. I don't know if that's right. But a proxy. The Tosefta. Look at the Tosefta. Tosefta says as follows. Hakosei shtei osios. If you write two letters, bein b'kisei hakosei, bein b'kisei hedyot, b'shabes chayev chatas, b'yantiv loka aboim, ha'orek chut echad. If you weave one string, bein b'kisei hakosei, bein b'kisei hedyot, v'hakosei b'kisei osachas. Rabbo said you write one letter. Whether kisei kodesh, kisei hedyot, b'shabes chayiv chatos, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. How can you be chayiv chatos for writing only one letter? Apparently, what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? No, it's not chatzi shir. It's not chatzi malach. His shir is? His shir is, Rabbi Eliezer says you're chayiv for one letter. What does that mean, his shir is? He doesn't have a shear two letters, he has a shear of one letter. What do the Chachamim say? Chachamim say, Bein b'Shabbos, Bein b'Yom Tov. If you write one letter, Ein Chayav, El Mishum Shavuos. What does El Mishum Shavuos mean? If you write one letter, what's the din? It's a drop. So this Tosefta is a slam dunk raya. Slam dunk raya. For who? for the Rambam, for the Rashbam, for the Chafetz. In fact, it is so devastating to Rashi and the Agol Sashri that one must question what in the world were they thinking. If I found this Tosefta, they knew this Tosefta. So how will they possibly understand this Tosefta in light of their position? This is a Chazara of Shir number approximately 6. Kosev os achas, says the Chachamim, aser midrabanan. Why? Chatzi shir aser min haTorah. You know it? Like you know it? Or you're guessing?
I'm almost sure I know.
Stand up.
No, I'm here. I'll do it again.
Sit down. Let me give you a hint, Gavi, because he's so sweet. Is one letter in Kosev really Chatzi Shir? No.
Because the reason that we have two letters for Kosev, because in the Mishkan, the two letters were written, and they had to form, it was written on the poles, and so without with one letter.
So, in other words, what's the definition of like it's Kosev?
Two letters.
I know, you're right, but it's
something that means something.
It's, yeah. Right, it's labeling, we said, or it's writing words, we said. So, one letter is not Chatzi Shir, it's Chatzi Malach. And if it's Chatzi Shir, not Chatzi Malacha, then we can understand what? We can understand why the Chacham would say it's an Issur D'Rabbanan, because it's not Chatzi Shir. You can still subscribe to Chatzi Shir, not to apply to Shabbos, but one letter is not Chatzi Shir, it's Chatzi. Chatzi Malacha. Wow. You are sponsoring the Kiddush for everyone.
Okay.
Rabosei, stay with me. One second. I'm so excited. I feel like clicking my heels. One second. So watch this. You ready? When did the Hagos Ashri? Ethan, you ready?
Yeah.
This is your time. When did the Agol Sashri, what was the case in which he said Chatzi Shir Asim Anato? He said it in a case. What case? He said it specifically in a case. What case? No. We just read it. What? Hamotzi what? Ochel of a person. What's the shear? Grogeres. Hamotzi ki grogeres. Even pachos mi kashir is chai. Why? Because? Chatzi shir asim anato. Hamotzi, not chai, but asim anato. When did Rashi say pachos mi kashir? What does Rashi say? When does Rashi say Pachos Mikashir is Aser Min HaTorah? What's Rashi's Lashon? Okay, Rashi doesn't commit. Yeah, Agol Sashri did commit. I'm going to say, watch this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Perhaps! And I saw this in two Achrayim. I saw this explicit in the Chasen Sofer, and I also saw this in the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss. But watch this idea. Maybe, listen carefully. When do we say Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah? Only when you have Shiurim, listen to me carefully, that are Shiurim Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. What are Shiurim that are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? So again, you need to know a little Daf Yomi, Ervin Daf Dadam Ebeis, or Sukkah Daf Hei, for those who are learning Sukkah. You have a whole slew of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Yes? Shiurim, Chatzitzin, Mechitzin, you remember that Gemara.
Yeah.
So, Kezayis, Kabeitza, a whole slew of Shiur. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Kabeitza. There it doesn't say Kabeitza. Kezayis, you have... Shiurim that are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. There are two types of Shiurim in Halacha, and especially in Shabbos. You have objective Shiurim that I'm going to call Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And then you have something that I'm going to call the Shir HaMoed. What characterizes Shir HaMoed? When we spoke about the Rambam, Shir HaMoed, Shir HaMoed, Shir HaMoed. What is Shir HaMoed? What's the word? I'm going to use a different word now. It's a shear of functionality. It's a sheer functionality. How much tvua do I have to take in to be meaningful for my cap? It's a sheer of functionality. And then you have things that are objective, halacha l'moshe misinai shiurim. Can you give me some examples of those objective halacha l'moshe misinai shiurim that are not functions of functionality? Give me one in Shabbos. Ethan, give it to me. Come on. Krogeris! Ethan asked the kasha. Why is it that when it comes to the sheer Krogeris, which is Michael Adam, we don't go based on the size of a person's mouth. What's the answer, Ethan? Why don't we go based on the size of a person's mouth? Because a grogeris is what kind of shear? It's not a shear hamoil. It's a shear of halacha l'moshe. It's like a kezayis. It's like, oh. So perhaps, when the Torah is machadish to me, kol chalef, that I'm even chai for what? Chatzi shear. When do we say I'm chayev for chatzi shir min haTorah? If it's what kind of shir? We're talking about what kind of shir? We're talking about the objective shir. The shir of halacha l'moshe misinai. The shir of kegrogeres. That's when Yaakov Hashri says chatzi shir as min haTorah. But if you talk about a shir hamoel, what does shir hamoel mean? It has to be what kind of shir? It has to be it's a shear of significance, chashivus, functionality. So by definition, if I take out for a cow half a mouth's worth, two seeds worth, is that significant? Is that functional? Therefore, is it chatzi shear or is it really chatzi malacha? It's chatzi, you haven't done anything. And therefore, in that case, Chatzi Shir Eino Aser Min HaTorah. Take a look quickly at the Chasam Sofer. He says this is what I understand Chasam Sofer is what he's saying. Source 11. V'chimut el'afas mipachas mikashir. So he says, Mikan, so he quotes, Ayim agir mishal melech, reish perek yiches nechol Shabbos, b'dochi. He pushed this aside. Mikan Dibre Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi rejects his Rashi. Sim Pei Vav. This real like Legzos. Legoze Seir Achas. Ukadom and Mutter. Dein Chatzis Yoraz Min HaTorah. El Bitzur Achila. Vachimashna Bisure Shabbos Nami Oser. Now you tell me it is also be Shabbos. So he says, V'yesh L'chalik. Maybe we can make a distinction. That what? The Ofen Achim. The Davka Bishiure Halach L'Mosh Misinai. Haremuzim bikra, that are alluded to in the pasuk of Sukkadav Hey, Eretz Chita Sa'ira, Umehem, and part of that shear is Te'ena, Shuhu Kigro Keres, Lahotzas Shabbos, Vekulo Isnu Bechlav, then you'll say Iser Chati Shear, Mikol Chelev, Mashe'en Kein. However, Enach, these other shiurim, two hairs of a nazir. Is that a shear or a shear? Is that a shear halach mashvi Sinai or a shear chashivus of a shear hamoed? No. Two hairs that you can't pull out of a nazir. Is that a shear hamoed or is that a shear halach mashvi Sinai? No. No. Two hairs is called significant. That's called significant. One hair is insignificant. It's not chatzi shir, it's chatzi, what we're going to call chatzi malacha. And therefore, says the Chasen Sofer, the kulu isna b'chal isa chatzi shir, mikol chel, ma she'en kein enach, she'masam l'chachonim, kegon gzizas shtei sa'aros, yeshlomar chatzi shir, mutter lagamri. So comes on the Chasen Sofer, and the Chasen Sofer says, not every shir is the same. When it comes to the objective halacha moshmi Sinai shiurim, like kezayis, like kigrogeres of hotzah, then chatzis shiras min haTorah, then you will look to kol chelev. When it comes to a shir hamoil, which is defined by what is the functionality, what is the significance of this action, it's not an objective shir. It's a shear based on utility for this cow, for this sheep, for this cow. So if it's less than that amount, it doesn't have that utility. And therefore, it's not chatzios min haTorah. It's essentially, you haven't done anything. You haven't done a zero. It's more akin to chatzi malacha than chatzi shear. Yitzi Gekovich, you had a question.
Well, I was going to answer the question. What I was thinking was that Rogarius, he said, you don't see a person shoving his entire mouthful of food and he's taking it bite by bite, which could be more of a reverse.
Right. Okay.
By an animal, it's maybe
a little more. Could be. Okay. Rabosai, tomorrow, we're starting a brand new sugya. However, I would like you to keep at the bottom of this sheet, at bays on this sheet, we're not going to do it now. I just gave you a couple of marmakomos, which I want to do with you tomorrow, Bezos Hashem. Just some halacha lemaisa, practical applications of melechas borer. We want to discuss peeling vegetables and fruit and the like. We want to discuss Brita water filters. And we want to discuss slotted spoons and other kinds of devices. So we'll start with that in pre-shir, and then we will begin a new sugya. Yashar Koyach, have an excellent day.